Earlier today, President Bush announced his newest choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security, Federal Appeals Court Judge Michael Chertoff, a former federal prosecutor who played an important role in the early war on terror strategy.
He's faced countless challenging decisions and has helped to protect his fellow Americans while protecting their civil liberties. I'm grateful that the judge has agreed to bring his exceptional judgment and integrity to an urgent new responsibility. I'm confident that he will be a strong, effective leader for the Department of Homeland Security.
Michael Chertoff headed the Justice Department Criminal Division from 2001 to 2003, and that was the role in which he played such an important part of the government's response to the attacks of September the 11th. Standing next to the president in the Roosevelt Room of the White House today, Michael Chertoff accepted the nomination.
Mr. President, I thank you for your leadership in protecting all of our families and our way of life. I appreciate the trust you have placed in me. If confirmed, I pledge to devote all my energy to promoting our homeland security and, as important, to preserving our fundamental liberties. Thank you.
In a few minutes, we'll hear from a reporter who covers homeland security issues about the challenges that lie ahead for Michael Chertoff, should he be confirmed by the Senate. But first, a bit more about his background. Jim Oliphant is with us here in Studio 3A, the managing editor of Legal Times magazine. Thanks very much for coming in, Jim.
Thank you, Neil.
You wrote a profile of Michael Chertoff back when he was at the Justice Department. Interesting man. Grew up in New Jersey, Harvard Law, cum laude, and then clerk for Justice Brennan, the Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, well, I think the word you hear about him most often is intense, brilliant, very focused. He's quite a different person than Tom Ridge.
He came to public attention as a federal prosecutor, I guess, in Rudy Giuliani's time as the federal prosecutor in New York City.
Yeah, he really made a name for himself as a mob buster down there.
And almost a modern Tom Dewey in a way.
For sure. Absolutely.
And returned to that role later in New Jersey, where, as you point out, in those days, it was before Jersey mobsters were TV stars.
Yeah. He was U.S. attorney there for a while. And then when President Clinton was elected, he returned to private practice.
And also worked at various times. He was involved in the Whitewater investigation, for one thing. That's one thing that people will remember. Investigated the death of Vince Foster, the allegations that was, not a suicide.
And that's right. And make no mistake, he is certainly a partisan. He's not an overly political guy, but he has always worked hard for Republicans. He campaigned for Bob Dole in 1996. He's someone that the White House would be very comfortable with.
And the one person you point out who voted against his confirmation at the Justice Department was Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, she apparently has a good memory.
Yeah. Interestingly, the Clintons' lawyers came away with a very different impression of Michael Chertoff.
Well, I think they were impressed by his intellect, his drive. I think even the people who didn't necessarily agree with what he was doing came away impressed with his fortitude and his intellect.
And demeanor is one of the interesting things.
Yeah, he's somebody, he comes across as someone who's extremely involved in whatever he's doing. After September 11th, he was extremely focused on helping to prepare the Justice Department's response in the war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone who definitely brings a lot of energy into his job. And this kind of move today, where he's walking away from a judgeship, it shouldn't be viewed as a surprise.
There's one story you write about in your profile. It's a case that Chertoff took on in 1996 when he was a defense attorney on the other side of the coin that gave him some perspective on the role of prosecutor.
Yeah, he defended a man in New Jersey who was accused of some financial improprieties, eventually got the man acquitted on all charges, and from that he then said that he had a view of the way government power can come down on an individual, sort of the way the federal government can throw their full force at someone. And he said it made a very strong impression on him as he went back into government service.
Well, let's bring Martin Cady into the discussion now. He's Homeland Security and Intelligence Reporter for Congressional Quarterly. He's also with us here in Studio 3A. Thanks very much for coming over.
Good afternoon.
You've had a few hours to absorb the news. Is Chertoff well-known in Homeland Security circles?
He's well-known in judicial circles and legal circles, but this was somewhat of a surprise for Washington insiders. There was a lot of name dropping, a lot of guessing, and Chertoff was not on any of these short lists you see in a lot of stories. But I think the nomination shows that the Bush administration really wants to take a law and order, sort of prosecuting the war on terrorism outlook, with the Department of Homeland Security. He's closely aligned with Alberto Gonzalez, the nominee for Attorney General. He's not the sort of businessman, CEO, executive type person that has been tapped to run other major cabinet agencies.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's going to be a much more prosecutorial as opposed to a managerial role?
Well, that's certainly Chertoff's background. It remains to be seen whether he has the ability or the experience to run this massive, sprawling organization of 22 agencies and 180,000 workers.
Mm-hmm. Jim Oliphant, one of the things that you mentioned in your profile is that he is not known as Mr. Congeniality.
No, he has a very direct, some would say abrasive style. He can be autocratic. He's very precise. Martin referred to his prosecutorial manner. He was well known in court for throwing question after question after question at a witness, basically beating him down until he got the answer he wanted.
Mm-hmm. How's that style going to go down at Homeland Security, do you think, Martin?
Well, it might be a welcome change. I mean, this department has come under criticism by its own inspector general for being chaotic and disorganized. They're having trouble coordinating some of the efforts in aviation security. I mean, it's been criticized on a lot of levels. So maybe they need that sort of prosecutorial outlook. Whether he has the administrative experiences, I think, that is one of the major questions going into his nomination.
Now, tell us some of the challenges. Obviously, there's enormous managerial challenges at putting together this still very new department that all the different cultures we heard about during all the hearings that went into the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. Tell us about some of the challenges he's going to face, and not just those, but also, dealing with Homeland Security.
Well, sure. I mean, one of the biggest challenges that he's going to have to deal with, especially with Congress, is first responder funding. Exactly how these grants for police and emergency responders gets doled out around the country becomes the biggest issue every year when they pass the Homeland Security spending bill. Every member of Congress, every senator wants to make sure their state and their district gets a piece of the pie. So he's going to have a lot of competing interests there. I think that's one of the top issues.
And when we all know that the recommendation of the 9/11 Commission was, let's pay attention to what the targets are here. We have to spend the bulk of the money in places like New York and Washington.
Sure. And that's a very touchy issue. If you change the formula for Homeland Security funding so that the money goes to where the terrorist threat is the greatest, that means places like Wyoming, Montana, might lose out on their share of the pie, and you can be sure that senators and congressmen from those states are going to block those types of efforts.
Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of immigration issues that will be coming up in the coming year.
Yeah, that's going to be an enormous issue this year, and within the Republican Party, there are competing interests. The Department of Homeland Security is charged with securing the borders. It's a major Homeland Security issue, but at the same time, the Bush administration has a desire to liberalize some of the immigration policies to allow illegal immigrants to have, say, temporary worker cards. So there's a competing interest there that, Chertoff is going to have to walk a fine line in dealing with his administration and what Congress wants in this area.
Jim Oliphant, is the biggest thing that he has ever run been what, a federal prosecutor's office?
Yeah, the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Well, the criminal division of the Justice Department is a pretty big operation.
No, and it's very much a top-level driven hierarchy there.
And he got confirmed by Congress. I think President Bush made the point that he's been confirmed by Congress three different times, suggesting there probably aren't a lot of nanny problems in the background.
Although I would say, Neil, he's never been subjected to the level of scrutiny either in the press or by Congress that he's going to be subjected to now.
As a federal judge, federal judges operate on a level that most of us can't possibly imagine. For one thing, you are it's a lifetime appointment, and you can do anything almost you want. If you have a tendency towards being an autocrat, that may tend to reinforce it. What has been his record in the relatively short time he's been on the federal bench?
Well, I think he's known as somebody who is a thinker, somebody who is very thorough. In terms of his record on particular cases, I really can't tell you. But one note I wanted to add about what Martin said about immigration, it's very important that when he was at the Justice Department, he was one of the people who spearheaded the initial response by the administration to round up a lot of Muslim men. It's interesting to see how that might impact his work at Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. Martin, any initial reaction from the Senate? Any idea of whether he may run into any problems with confirmation?
Everything I've seen from senators in both parties has been very positive. The chairwoman of the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, Susan Collins, put out a very positive statement on his nomination, and her committee will be in charge of confirming him.
And Jim Oliphant, other thing that you point out in your profile, yes, a partisan, but somebody who's managed to make an impact on both sides of the aisle as well.
No, I think that's right. And I think if he's not Hillary Clinton's favorite person, I know Chuck Schumer thinks a great deal of him.
The Democratic senator from New York.
That's right. And I don't expect him to have a great deal of problem. I think he's very well respected.
Yeah, introduced, I think, for his last job by the, again, another Democratic senator, this time from New Jersey. But though he's from New Jersey, that's almost expected that the guy from your state will be ushered in by one of the congressional representatives.
Yeah, John Corzine, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks to you both. We appreciate you coming in today. Jim Oliphant is the managing editor of Legal Times magazine, and Martin Cady is Homeland Security and intelligence reporter for Congressional Quarterly, and they both joined us here in Studio 3A.